This is the Anderson Files on PodClip. The Anderson Files is a look at commerce, investment, economics, and retirement issues that affect each and every one of you. Your host is Mike Anderson, Executive Vice President, Retirement Services, and partner of Finestone Partners. Finestone Partners is an independent firm with securities offered through Four Point Capital. And now your host, Mike Anderson.
The Private Directors Association, its mission, its value, its purpose. Here to share it with us today is Dennis Kessler and Martha Spano. Dennis, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Dennis is the founder and president of Midwest Family Business Advisors, which consults with family business owners to assist them with creating independent boards of directors, succession planning, strategic planning, and conflict resolution. Dennis is founder and current COO of the Private Directors Association, which helps companies form boards and helps directors get placed on boards of private companies. To get right into it, for the PDA, could you explain more what the organization is?
Sure. Glad to. The Private Directors Association is a nonprofit organization, all volunteers, and we're here to encourage good governance practices for private companies through the use of boards of directors with independent directors on the boards.
This is a national organization?
Yeah, at this point, Michael, we're really excited. We started in the summer of 2014, just really 5 years ago, with 10 of us. And we now have over 900 members nationwide. We're organized into chapters in cities around the country, and actually in 14 cities. And we're very excited that we have a chapter in Los Angeles as well.
Wonderful. And when the organization started, what was the catalyst for you to bring it together?
Well, there were 10 of us here in Chicago who were members of boards of directors of public companies as well as private companies, and of course nonprofits as well, and we were discussing the fact that there are organizations who focus on good governance practices for nonprofit organizations, and there's organizations for public company, but there was no organization that was really focused on good governance practices for private companies. And of course, most of the companies in this country are private companies, and most of the people who are employed in this country are work for private companies. And we thought maybe besides the 10 of us, there might be some other people who are interested in good governance practices for private companies. So we formed the Private Directors Association. We're basically an education organization trying to preach good governance practices and encourage business owners, private company business owners, to add independent directors on their boards of directors.
As far as the mission as well as the vision, could you go a little bit further into that aspect of the organization?
Sure, have to. So, you know, our vision is really at a high level. We believe that family businesses, private companies, will operate significantly better, and there are surveys that prove this, if they have a what we call an independent director board. And it could either be a fiduciary board or an advisory board, but as long as they have people other than just family, friends, and family and friends of the owner, if they have real independent thinking on their boards, the company, it turns out, provides better profitability and better sales and all around better performance. So that's our overall vision, and then our mission is basically to preach good governance practices and help companies implement those practices, and we have a whole bunch of of products or services, if you will, that we provide to business owners and to people who are interested in serving on boards to educate them on the best governance practices.
For a private company that wants to use a board of directors, I can imagine this is a wonderful resource.
Yeah, we think so. What we tell companies are that don't have boards and are not experienced with independent directors is imagine you had a board of directors meeting, and around the table are experts in all the kinds of fields and issues that you're wrestling with. And so do what we call a skill gap. Look around your existing board, and do you have those kind of people sitting at the table? And if not, what do you need to do to get them around the table? And we help them. Here's how we help them. All they need to do is write a job description of the kind of talent they're looking for. We will then circulate it free of charge to our 900-plus members around the country. And we have people like myself. I've served on 8 company boards over the years and run a family business myself. And that's the kind of people we have in membership, and they will apply, again, at no charge. And you'll end up getting 100 or so or more qualified people for you to pick through and hire them, if you will, to join your board. In addition to the helping business owners that way, we have a training program for people who want to be on boards. There's a lot of baby boomers who are beginning to think about their next career. I don't like the term retirement, so I call it next career. And serving on boards, you've still got a lot of knowledge to impart, and so we encourage them to take our training program. We've graduated over 200 people through our training program, which, by the way, is free of charge to our members. And so those are kinds of services we provide to our members.
You're listening to the Anderson Files on podclips.io. I'm Mike Anderson with guests Dennis Kessler and Martha Spano. Dennis, to continue, for membership in the PDA, I would imagine you have business owners, you have service providers, you have finance people, you have attorneys. Is that pretty much the mix of what makes up the membership? What those individuals that are drawn to the organization?
Right. It's basically two kinds of people. We have business owners who are looking for better governance practices, and for them we have what we call a model board meeting, where we will actually help them set up their own board for the first time and supply directors. So we have a bunch of products and services for those business owners. And the second group are people who are either very experienced board members like myself, former business owners and executives. We have, for instance, according to a survey, we have over 700 of our members are former or current C-suite executives in public and private family-owned businesses. So there's two categories. It's all basically people who are interested in and knowledgeable about good governance practices for private companies.
Dennis, thanks so much for the time today. And for those that want to learn more about the Private Directors Association, what's the best way to reach you and the organization, either by email or website?
Yeah, the website is pretty simple. It's the privatedirectorsassociation.org. So directors is plural, privatedirectorsassociation.org.
Dennis, thanks so much. And we'll be continuing with Martha Spano. And you're listening to the Anderson Files on podclips.io. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. With us now is Martha Spano, institutional consultant, senior retirement plan consultant, and endowment and foundation specialist with UBS Institutional Consulting in Los Angeles, and who is the leader of the Southern California chapter of the Private Directors Association. Martha, welcome.
Well, thank you, Michael. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. We opened the show up with Dennis, and he gave us the big picture of the Private Directors Association. But here in Southern California, here in LA, what's happening with the LA chapter?
So, yeah, we're very ambitious, you can see, because we're talking about our chapters being Los Angeles and Southern California. And everybody who lives in Southern California knows the drawbacks of the logistics and geography. But we do want to cast a wide net. We are a chapter in formation. Well, that basically means that we haven't yet been formally approved as a chapter by National, but we're working towards that. And we're about halfway to that critical membership number. We believe we're going to get there by the end of the year.
And coming up in July, with the pandemic and COVID-19, how is the organization adjusting in terms of programming? What anything coming up in July and the balance of the summer?
Yeah, let me share with you sort of a little bit of the history of what we have been doing. Even though we're a chapter in formation, we have been really busy. You know, we were very lucky enough to secure a location when we were able to meet in person, and we do our on-site meetings at the law offices of Posenelli in Century City. And we're also very fortunate to have UCLA Anderson School as a founding member. And once we're able to meet again in person, we're going to be holding a recruitment event at UCLA. So stay tuned for that, because it will be advertised on the PDA website. But what has happened in the past is we actually have done about 7 on-site events over 18 months. And we included topics like diversity in the board plays. We had a really interesting interview with Chelsea Grayson, who was a board member on the American Apparel and True Religion, and she had a fascinating story about how she became a board member. We had a panel of experts on mergers and acquisitions, and that included an academic from UCLA Anderson. And most recently, we had a webcast on how companies should deal with human capital issues during this pandemic. Now, those are just a few of the ones that we've offered, and we actually have 2 upcoming events. One of them is on July 30th. We're actually having one called Exit Through the Boardroom, where we're going to have a panel of experts discuss the board's role in helping a company evaluate all their exit strategies. This event is posted on our website, and it is open for registration. So we have been actually quite busy, even though there is a pandemic and we can't meet in person. We have been able to put some webcasts together for all of our membership. And actually, it is open to everyone. Anybody can go on the PDA website and actually register for these. So we would encourage anyone who's interested in finding out a little bit more about PDA to actually go to the website, register for one of our events, and take a look at what we can actually offer.
Martha, with the Los Angeles / Southern California chapter in formation and well on its way, so far, what are you finding, who are you finding being attracted to the chapter out of the Southern California business community?
So, you know, we are looking for kind of the same membership that all the other chapters are looking for. We're looking for private company owners, for C-level executives, and for service providers that actually work with private companies and their board of directors. The type of people that are coming to our events are primarily C-level executives and service providers, and once in a while we do get a couple of private company owners. We know that their time is very valuable, and so obviously we are trying to encourage more private company owners to come, and we would welcome them to be a part of our organization. But right now what we're seeing is we're seeing C-level executives for different organizations and the service providers.
Wonderful. And regarding the resources that are available to a member through the website, through other members, what is the scope of that, those resources that the individual can tap into?
Michael, there are so many resources for the mere amount of $350 as an annual fee. And I'm going to go through that because thank you for allowing me to take a few minutes and talk about that. As a member, you have access to all the past webcasts, and that's the webcasts from both the Los Angeles, Southern California chapter, as well as all the national webcasts. So you can actually go on there and listen to the recordings. There is something called the Body of Knowledge, which focuses on governance education for companies and their boards. And probably one of the most important aspects of your membership would be the board candidate referral. Now, this is where we actually post board opportunities for our members nationally. You can actually fill out a profile. You can put it on the website. And what we do is we source board opportunities for our members. We post them, and you're able to go into the website and actually apply for those postings. And then lastly, we have something called the Model Board Meeting. What we've done here is for those companies where they may not want to yet put an advisory board together or board of directors to advise them, what we have done is we've actually said to them, why don't you try it out, see what it's like, what does it look like from the governance standpoint, and so we actually hold a model board meeting for them so that they can see, the private owner companies can see what that is like. So there is a lot we have to offer.
You're listening to The Anderson Files. I'm your host, Mike Anderson, on podclips.io, and our guest, Martha Spano. Martha, to continue, your background regarding board involvement and being in a position to help this chapter grow, can you give us a little bit more about how you got involved with the PDA and your board experience?
Sure, I'd be happy to, Michael. So I actually am also a member of NACD, which is the National Association of Corporate Directors. It is mainly focused on public companies, large public companies. And what I'm finding is that there really is a lot more need for some of the governance and the infrastructure for boards for the private owner companies, for the private companies. And so I was very interested in taking a look at what organization could help us with that. I work very much in the retirement space, but a lot of my companies are owned by private owners. And so the idea would be to bring to them the idea of having a private company board to help them make some decisions, especially because a lot of private company owners are now struggling with the idea of how do I actually sell my company or what do I do to grow. And, you know, we really believe that there's a good reason to have a board of directors. So from that standpoint, I found Private Directors Association to be probably more aligned with what I'm working with in my industry, and that's how I actually got involved. There was no chapter in Los Angeles. It actually, as you know, started from Chicago. And so when I did inquire about joining, they basically said, well, are you interested in starting one in Los Angeles? And I said, yes, of course. And that's how I got started.
Wonderful. And for sponsors to the chapter and to the organization that would be interested in getting engaged, you had referenced the Anderson School. Are they a sponsor to the organization? Have there been other firms that have stepped up to be sponsors and those that may want to? What's the opportunity there?
Yes. The Anderson School is a founding member and is a sponsor. And as a sponsor, you can either do in-kind or you can actually give money or, you know, donate money. But we've found that doing the sort of in-kind is probably one of the better ways to do it for the chapter and formation, because we, at this point, don't have a checking account. And so we would rather they actually give us something in-kind. So this is what's happening with most of our sponsors. The sponsors are definitely noted on our webpage under our chapter. And yes, we've had a couple of other organizations step up, one of them being the American Bank, and we've also had Creo and Motney, which is a consulting firm. So we've had a number of sponsors that have stepped up to the plate, and they are able to say, you know, we will host the breakfast, we'll host the lunch, and they get named on our website, as well as they get a short introduction at our in-person meetings.
For the organization's event coming up at the Anderson School of Management, granted, this is probably going to be a few months out because of the pandemic, but the purpose and the focus of that event that is being planned, which I assume will be a live event.
Yes, it will be a live event. And I think everybody's ready to get out and do some networking. I mean, one of the great ideas about doing the in-person meetings is that we actually allow about half hour to 45 minutes before the actual formal event starts and before the speeches start. And so from that standpoint, we think the networking is one of the main advantages of, you know, doing the in-person meeting. So the this particular event that we're planning is really more of a recruitment and networking event. We're going to have a keynote speaker, and then what we're going to do is have a good amount of networking so that people can get to know each other, get to know the members, get to know what PDA is all about, and just really basically give them some good time to sort of collaborate among themselves.
Wonderful. Martha, thanks so much for the time today. And for listeners to reach you and to know and to get engaged with the PDA out of Southern California, what would be the best way to reach you?
So I actually think the best way to reach me is on my cell phone, because nobody's in the office right now answering our phones. So that would be 818-792-8180. Or you can actually go to the website, which is www.privateassociations.org, and go under the LA chapter, and my email is there as well.
Martha, thank you. We hope to have you back in the future, and all the best with the Private Directors Association.
Thank you, Michael, and thank you for having me on your show.
You're listening to the Anderson Files on podclips.io. I'd like to thank Daryl Wayne at the controls, Mark Allen, producer. I'm Mike Anderson. Keep calm and keep listening.
You've been listening to The Anderson Files with Mike Anderson. Visit us at podclip.io and check on the financial box for more information on The Anderson Files.